Hi there, it's me, Mangalam Malu from CNBC TV 18, telling you all that you need to know for trade this Friday morning. Well, for the markets, we're entering uncharted territory in terms of the DHFL contagion. And why do I say that? Well, because despite a near 900-point rally in the Dow over the last 3 days, Brent crude prices falling to their lowest levels that we've seen in a long time, and trading around the $61-$62 per barrel mark, we're not seeing signs of happiness for our markets. In fact, after the massive rally that we saw post-elections, yesterday was a bad day. We saw the worst trading day in 2019 for both the Nifty and the Sensex, and the Nifty Bank too, not enthused by the expected 25 basis point rate cut and a dovish stance by the RBI, fell about 700 plus points, which is the largest single day fall that we've seen in almost 16 months. So the DHFL contagion fear spread itself onto other Nifty stocks as well. India Bulls Housing Finance, IndusInd Bank, Yes Bank, all of them were lower by almost 6 to 8%. And these are frontline Nifty stocks that I'm talking about. Not just that, we saw a sharp decline in other NBFCs as well, the likes of Sriram Transport Finance, L&T Finance Holdings, and Piramal Enterprises. Not just that, we also saw some declines come by in other leveraged entities like ADAG Group. So REL Infra and REL Cap, both of them declined anywhere between 8 to 12% in yesterday's session. The RBI policy, the MPC cut rate by 25 basis points, changed their stance to accommodative, but the bond yield was pretty much unchanged at around that 6.94% mark. So that's telling you that the street had factored most of that in. The flows were negative. FIIs pulled out around 1,450 crores in the cash market yesterday, further pressuring the markets. The domestic institutional investors too sold about 651 crores. So that's telling you in just one session, we saw the institution sell of almost 2,100 crore rupees. The FII sold in index futures as well to the tune of around 1,500 crores. In that, they added around 700 long contracts, but added 15,000 short contracts. So that's telling you that the street is bracing itself for further downside. How much will that be is something that we will be watching out for, given the 20 and the 50-day moving averages are placed around that 11,650 odd mark. The key near-term triggers for the market right now will definitely be DHFL's promised repayment that they've said should come by Monday. So let's see whether they do go ahead and walk the talk. RBI's revised NPA circular is something that we'll be watching out for as well. Yesterday, the governor had said that they will come out with their circular in just 2 to 4 days. Monsoon advancement. We're in the second week of, almost in the second week of June, and no signs of rains yet in Bombay or other places. So let's see how that comes about. And from 11th June to 15th June, there is some pre-budget meeting, consultation meeting. So any sort of commentary coming in from the government or people in positions of power would be something that the street will be latching on to. In terms of stocks to watch out for, I did say watch out for all the financials yesterday, because the decline yesterday that we saw on DHFL and the other financials was not a one-day event. This is something that will play out in the near to at least medium term. So let's see what happens out there. We'll keep an eye out on how that pans out. So DHFL, India Bulls Housing Finance, Yes Bank, IndusInd Bank, SBI, all these stocks are something that you would want to keep on your radar. HUL is another stock I'll be watching out for. They have their annual analyst meet today, and the company usually gives out near-term and long-term strategies in those analyst meets, and yesterday the stock did outperform as well. India Bulls Real Estate. Now, in a weak market, that stock was higher by 6.5% yesterday. So reports are now suggesting that Blackstone Embassy joint venture will acquire Samir Gehlot's 39% stake in the company for about 2,700 crore rupees. So while we haven't vouched for the authenticity or verified this independently yet, the stock price is telling you that perhaps something's got to give. We have Sagar Cement and Linde India on our radar as well. Both of them not fairly spoken of stocks, but Sagar Cement, May cement sales were higher by around 13.5%. That's a positive. And Linde India, the CFO resigned with immediate effect. Usually the street views these things as negative. With that, have a great Friday.